This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on a Wednesday afternoon, the 17th day of May. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, joined now by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Give me a wide overview of what you see in the Corn Belt at this time, please, Drew.
I think rain does it pretty well. For the next full week, we will see a lot of precipitation occurring across the region. It will occur as showers and thunderstorms initially, two waves of rain expected to move across the region, and that'll take place over the next 4 days. And we will see that followed by an upper-level low-pressure system that is going to be cool cored, so our temperatures are going to drop below average during the middle to latter part of next week, and we will see some showers, instability showers, occurring around that upper-level low. And that low is going to be with us for, goodness, maybe 5 to 7 days at the least. So not so great conditions. Enjoy the warmth while it's out there, because it's probably not going to be this warm again for a while.
The amount of rain, how much, and in what areas?
Well, in the western Corn Belt, we're going to see a lot of totals that will run 1 to 3 inches. That's over this next 4 to 4.5 days. And the eastern Corn Belt will probably not get involved with a lot of the more significant rainfall until we get into the latter part of the weekend and next week. But at that point, we'll probably see 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches, maybe some isolated 2-inch totals. And then those pesky upper-level cool core showers that will occur in the latter half of next week and the following weekend will probably produce another, maybe 0.5 to 3/4 of an inch, an isolated 1-inch amount, maybe spread out over multiple days.
You mentioned temperatures a couple of times. Are they actually cool, or are they just cooler than what we've experienced, which is abnormally warm at this point?
Yeah, it's actually going to go the other extreme, I think. This is a fairly deep, low-pressure system aloft, and it will bring a lot of cool air with it, so we will be below average on temperatures for a big part of the middle and latter parts of next week. We'll be in transition over the weekend and into early next week, so we'll notice the fact that the heat is going away. But over the next 2 or 3 days, we still have a lot of heat out there, a lot of opportunity for continued field work, like I said, in the eastern Corn Belt and southward into parts of the Delta and southeast. But the western Corn Belt will be pretty much deep into the rain by that point, though.
The hard red winter wheat crop has had a tough time ever since it was put in the ground last fall. What are conditions like today?
Boy, it just depends on where you are in that region. There's a lot of variety out there. I think there's some of the crop that's being eaten up by disease. There's some of the crop that looks just wonderful, and there's some that's still just hanging in there by a thread because of all the strange weather extremes we've had. I think it's going to be interesting to see what the bottom line is for that crop. I actually think that there's going to be a little bit of a surprise on the crop ability to come out looking a little bit better than some expectations. But with that said, it's still not going to be a tremendous crop. We obviously have lost something out there, and in some cases, quite a bit.
And finally, a couple of other items. Second crop in South America, Brazil. The safrinha still in good to perfect condition?
It really is. And there's a rain event that's going to take place here over this next 4 or 5 days that's going to bring some needed rainfall to the areas that are drying out. There are some areas, I shouldn't just push this right aside here, there are some areas in Mato Grosso and Goiás and even western Minas Gerais that have been dry for a long enough period of time that there is some stress there, and there has been a little shaving down of the yield potential. But this rain event that's going to occur here tomorrow into Sunday should be sufficient to restore favorable conditions for the very latest of the maturing crop, and it's still going to be a pretty darn good-sized crop, I'm sure.
And the Chinese growing regions, which stretch across that nation, a bit like they do here, I suppose, other than they run from the southwest all the way to the northwest. What do they look like for corn and soybeans?
You know, I think out of all the major crop areas in the world, China has had and will continue to have the best conditions. There is a problem with dryness now evolving in some of the northernmost corn and soybean production areas. It's already had a little bit of an impact on spring wheat and sugar beets in the northeast part of the country. The area I'm talking about is from Shaanxi over to western Heilongjiang and northward into eastern portions of Inner Mongolia. It really is the northernmost part of their production region, but it is very dry there. Seasonal rains usually kick in June, so we're running out of time. We'll see what happens over the next 2 or 3 weeks. It certainly looks like a little bit of rain Sunday and Monday, but after that, we're going to need a whole lot more because the temperatures are getting warmer there.
Thanks much, Drew.
Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. That wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.